This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are in Romans today. We're in the book of Romans. We've been there for quite a while. We're in chapter 6, and this is part 2 of a message now that just started yesterday. Actually, the end of chapter 5 and the beginning of chapter 6. I've entitled this sermon, Dead to Sin and Alive to God. Prior to getting started to that, I want to invite you out to Island Community Church this weekend. Lord willing, if we're going to be having a service, I believe that we will. As long as everyone in Merritt Island is not evacuated by rule, we'll be having services there Sunday morning at 10:30, where we are also in the book of Romans, and we are in chapter 11. And the sermon is God through with Israel? Romans chapter 11, that's where we're going to be here today. We're in Romans chapter 6. Let's pick it up here. Dead to sin and alive to God.
New King James says, grace abounded much more. So that, he's still comparing, so that as sin reigned in death, grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's right. Amen to that. Grace came in alongside. His name is Jesus. The law is showing you, you stand convicted. Saves nobody. Now, knowing what we know now, now we're ready for chapter 6. Thank God we didn't skip this. Chapter 6, verse, what does it say? It says, what shall we say then? That is after everything we just looked at. You were dead in sins. You stand convicted. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin so that grace may abound? Should we keep sinning to make God look good? This is a question. Shall we continue in sin so that grace may abound? His answer, you could say, are you high? His answer is, the King James says, God forbid. I add to that, are you crazy? After all that Jesus has done on the cross for you, you want to continue sinning in order to make him look good? After all that he's done for us, shall we continue to sin so that the man on the cross looks good and his grace looks irresistible? No. No, we should not. How can you? You don't live that kind of life anymore. You can't go on sinning like you used to. That was the old you, not the new you. Verse 3, know ye not that as many as us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? You catching the meaning of what the word baptized means? You're baptized into something, into the family. Baptism doesn't save you. As many of us as were baptized into Jesus, were baptized into his death. That's baptized, eis Christon, into Christ. Here in verse 3 again, into Christ and baptized into his death. Interesting. Baptized into his death. We have been baptized into Christ, and now, as a result, we are now Christians and Christ followers by baptism and by being baptized into Christ, into the family. We're baptized into the family. I'm now convinced more than ever, every child should be baptized into Christ. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? We'll spend some more time on that here next Sunday, as I have more time than half an hour, you know, to do some more research on this. It's just that all families were baptized. And you raise up your child in the discipline and the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Like Fred, if you were baptized, your wife, your kid, your whole family would be baptized. The head of the house, you, your wife, everyone was baptized. Why wouldn't you baptize your kids? But today, it's just you're going to just get baptized and the kids, well, they're under the age of accountability until I don't know when. So we'll bring them into the faith later. We'll bring them into the faith later? No. You baptize them into the faith now. 1 Corinthians 10:1, Paul says, I do not want you to be unaware that all of our fathers were under the cloud. They all passed through the sea, and they all were baptized into Moses. In the cloud and in the sea. Now, back to verse 3. Know ye not, as many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death? All right, now he's focusing on not living in sin any longer. We've been associated with his death, right? Buried with him through baptism into death. Therefore, that's verse 4. Therefore, we were buried with him by baptism. That's how we're associated with him. That's how we're associated into his death on the cross, by the waters of baptism. Buried with him by baptism into death. That just as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. So what's he saying? Since there's been a death, there needs to be a resurrection. Church, you and I ought to no longer be living like we used to. We need to rise up from the dead, from the waters of baptism, and walk in newness of life. Amen? Leave your past behind you. Leave your past so-called friends behind. 1 Corinthians 15:33, it says, evil company corrupts good habits. Paul wrote this in Galatians 2:18. He said, for if I build again those things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. For I, through the law, have died to the law, that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Now we'll close today with this verse, verse 7, Romans 6:7. Romans 6:7, it says, for he who has died has been freed from sin. That's you. He who has died has been freed from sin. You have been set free from the power of sin. Isn't that good news? Interesting, you'll never guess in 20 years what the Greek word translated freed is. It's the word dikaios. It's the same word translated as justified. Is freed. Now, for those of you that don't know, justify is a Greek legal word. So when the judge hears your case, God is gavel, you stand before the judge slams down his gavel and says, let's hear it, church, loud. Not guilty. That's what it means to be justified. Interestingly, translated as freed here. Let's read it again. For he who has died, notice not he that's still living in it, but he that has died. He who has died has been justified from sin, declared not guilty. Church, you are free. You are free from sin. You are free from the power of sin. You are free from the stronghold of sin that used to hold you in bondage. God has set you free by the power of the Holy Spirit. You're free from that. You don't have to live like that anymore. You and sin are legally separated Siamese twins. God has destroyed your cancerous brother that was joined together with you at the hip. So don't go looking for him in the ash heap and try to resurrect him. He's dead. Your old self is dead, buried in baptism. You've left him behind. Leave him there. Start going in the other direction. Remember, it says he's coming again a second time, apart from sin, to all those that look for him. Leave your old man behind, the old man of sin, and start going in the other direction. How about if we close out with a song, Darren? We got some time left. You want to come up and do something? I leave you with Paul's words here, 1 Corinthians 15:57. It says, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You who have died have been freed from sin. Now that is some good news. Let's pray.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Savior leads me. Who have I to ask beside? How could I doubt his tender mercy? Who through life has been my guide? All the way my Savior leads me. And cheers each winding path I tread. And gives me grace.